Well, many things in our lives changed over the year 2020, and now a half a year into 2021, there's a lot of different data points to look at to figure out what happened through that year, what has changed. And a new study from Carolina Demography, the NC Info report, is showing that there could be a baby bust that happened in 2020. Births in North Carolina were down a little bit compared to the previous year. Joining me on the phone today to talk about this a little bit more is Rebecca Tippett, who heads up Carolina Demography. Rebecca, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, baby bust. I feel like that's a term that people might not really be all that familiar with, because the much more common one, obviously, is a baby boom. But what are some of the things that jumped out to you in that Carolina Demography found in this report?
So one of the things that we saw was we're seeing early signs nationally that that births were down in 2020 compared to 2019, so about 3.8% fewer births. And so we wanted to see whether that looks the same in North Carolina. And it does look pretty similar, though not quite to the same magnitude. We saw about 3,600 fewer births in 2020 compared to 2019, which is a decline of 3.1%. So when, you know, we're talking about baby booms, is more babies being born than you would expect, and baby busts are kind of the reverse. You have fewer babies born than you would expect given recent trends.
Got it. And does that match up with what we saw on a national scale, too? Is North Carolina an outlier in any way?
No, we're about the same as the national average, a little bit lower. But, you know, these are really preliminary findings of the pandemic, right? We have the pandemic really kind of started to take effect mid to late March, and it wasn't until April that we had our first full month in lockdown. You know, most of those impacts on fertility we're not going to see until 8 to 10 months later. And so what we really saw was that November and December had some of the larger declines in births year over year, which suggests a pandemic impact, but we're still waiting for some of the data from early 2021 to really begin to get a fuller picture of what happened with births in North Carolina.
Of course, and it does make sense, because early 2021 might also be a little telling of that, since things were not back to quote-unquote normal, and things still not normal as well. How does Carolina Demography find information like this? I'm out of curiosity. How does one put together a report specifically on births?
Yeah, so this is great, because this is data that's collected regularly as part of our national vital statistics system. So, you know, we can go to places like the CDC and get that monthly data for the state. And then for the state data that wasn't released yet, I actually made a special request to the State Center for Health Statistics, and they provided the provisional numbers for months in North Carolina. So this is a combination of data from the North Carolina State Center for Health Statistics and then that same data that's reported out to the CDC. So that's where we're looking for that. So, you know, they also have that data for every county, because we're still really waiting for another few months of data to understand what's going on. We're holding off on doing a county level analysis, but we'll probably look at that later this year.
We're speaking with Rebecca Tippett, who is the director of Carolina Demography at UNC, specifically talking about the NC In Focus report. I had the wrong name earlier, but it just came out a few days ago, and one of the highlights is a indication that there was a baby bust in 2020. And Rebecca, you said kind of early to tell, and we're still waiting for full data from the 2020 year, but when is the last time that we have seen a significant, or at least a baby bust in North Carolina, kind of at this number where it's a 3% decrease in birth rate?
So we have so what happens when we have economic crises, like what happened during the pandemic, there's often a really sharp and noticeable downturn in childbearing, because people are making decisions based on those changing circumstances. So following the Great Recession, we had a sharp decline in the number of births in the state, and those birth rates stayed very low for a few years and then had recently kind of pulled back up, but then are starting to take a hit again because of the pandemic. I think the real question here is, how long is this impact? You know, is this a kind of a short-term impact or a longer-term impact? And what does this mean for the broader trend that we're seeing both in North Carolina and the nation in kind of declining birth rates overall? So overall, we have a kind of long-term trend of declining fertility, Women or individuals and their families are having fewer children overall, kind of over the past few decades, but that can take big hits when we have economic crises. And again, we're really trying to understand what is the kind of short and longer term consequences of this. And we're not going to be able to fully see that until later this year.
That does make sense. Now, well, looking back at when this last happened, I guess the economic downturn in 2008 might have been an example. What are some of the results of when we see a down year in birth rates? I mean, I imagine that it then picks up a little bit, but is there any sort of long-term effect from previous examples that we know happens in North Carolina or across the country?
Yeah, so one thing that we see right now, for example, is there's a birth cohort, kind of the one right after the Great Recession hit, like the year after. There was a notable decrease in births, kind of both in North Carolina and nationally. And so when you look at what that means for school systems, for colleges, you can see kind of this much smaller cohort that's moving through the system. So that means, you know, classrooms might not need as many resources, that entering first year classes in colleges and universities, there might not be as much competition for those spots. So that's one of those things that can impact it. And when it's kind of one year, it's maybe easier to absorb in the system. I think where this creates challenges is if it's multiple years. And then I think the real question here is, was the pandemic short-term enough that people merely postponed having children? Or is this just overall going to decrease the number of children that individuals have? Because those will have different long-term consequences kind of into education and employment.
We're speaking with Rebecca Tippett, who is the director of Carolina Demography. Their website, ncdemography.org, if you want to check out this NC in Focus report. Rebecca, any other highlights from that report that you want to share with our audience, or can we expect more things to be added to that report as time goes on?
I think definitely keep an eye on the blog, because we will be trying to update this as we get new data. We're really going to be looking to, you know, as I said, kind of through the end of this year and into early next year, because we won't see the impact, for example, of January 2021 and still having, you know, pandemic impact until October of this year. So that's where we're really, you know, we're looking on the time delay. We're looking to update this, not just kind of for the state, but also to better understand what's going on at the county level. And so individuals should be able to see that later this year or early next.
As we begin to finish up, I know something else that the Demography Center is waiting on as the year goes on, too, is more 2020 census data. I was wondering, it's been a little while since we have chatted about this. Any kind of updates or any next step in census data drop that the Demography Center is waiting on?
You are correct. We are anxiously awaiting the 2020 census data for all counties and municipalities and local areas. And we should begin to be able to see something of that around August 16th. And we're hopefully going to have some preliminary results published by like mid to late August once we get our hands on that data. We've heard that it's coming out in what's called the legacy format. So it's going to take a little bit more time to structure and analyze and kind of, you know, get into something usable for us. But we're really looking forward to digging into that. And then that will give kind of the total population, population by race, population by ethnicity, and occupied housing units that will begin to give us a fuller picture of what's going on in our communities.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to catching up and learning more at that time or even sooner with more coming in their NC Focus report. You can head to their website, ncdemography.org, to check that out and learn more. Rebecca Tippett, as always, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Brighton.